Freddy Yancey!
That is a jewel from two.
Tim Cahill has done it again! What a goal by Tim Cahill!
Thompson!
Five goals to Archie.
Actually, there, Viduka's header from North Melbourne. And the league champion, Dan Laws, over there.
On 1116 SEN, the Four Diegos.
G'day, amigos, and welcome to the Four Diegos here on 1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of sport. Here on a Wednesday night, Rodrigo Rodriguez with you. Thanks to Finey on another fantastic show, and always good to hear the boys from 10 till 11. And Warren Diego, you're in the house. Welcome to you.
Yeah, thanks for having me today, Rodrigo. It's much appreciated.
Yeah, and, no, it's nice to see you.
Yeah, and Carlos, good to see you again.
Yeah, it's like we just saw each other. But yeah, we had that two-minute production meeting just before. And Carlos Alberto Diego, you're here. Vinny Venezuela has got a...
He's got a very special night with Consuela Venezuela, the beautiful wife.
Yes.
I'm not sure. Is there a milestone night?
Birthday.
Is it a birthday?
Yeah, it's
a birthday. It's one
night,
of the milestones.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Vinny Venezuela
celebrate those.
Sends his apologies to all of our listeners.
No, he doesn't. He's having a great time.
And just very quietly, Carlos, I need to tell you that my better half isn't talking to you because I said I couldn't make it on Friday because we've got a final whistle show.
Lock it in, please, ladies and gentlemen. Final whistle.
And I sent 10. An email back promptly saying I couldn't make it. Yeah. I was attending a wedding, and you said, "How many is that?" And when I told my wife,
"Well, you are prolific."
You have been prolific in many areas of your life, Warren. And
she was deeply offended.
Yes.
No. In fact, you know, he'd have probably a kid in every state for any state of origin game. Wouldn't you, Warren?
She's now going
to
be really...
No, she's not listening.
I need to be careful.
The lovely... what is her Diego name anyway?
Susan.
Susanna.
That's right. Anyway.
She won't be listening.
We've got a big show for you tonight. We'd love to take your calls, 9429 1116. There was an A-League game tonight, in case you weren't watching. Western Sydney Wanderers against Brisbane Roar up there at Suncorp Stadium. The Roar lost this... by 4-1.
Wow.
Western Sydney Wanderers, the team languishing on the
bottom.
They're
tired. They're jet-lagged. Yep. They're complaining that Tommy Urich, the next Viduka, is not here.
Yes.
What other complaints? It's too hot up there. And they go up and to slam Brisbane Roar, finals aspirants.
4-1. Rukavica scored in the 20th minute, then... Aspro Potamitis scored a known goal for Brisbane Roy.
He's a kid. I feel for him tonight, the kid.
Yeah, no, that's okay. 41. It'll toughen him up, Carlos.
Yeah.
And then Bullet scored in the 44th and then scored another one in the 85th minute. And Castellan scored in the 58th. So 4-1. Good win to the Western Sydney Wanderers. What does it mean, though, Carlos? Mm. Brisbane Roar sitting there just in 7th place. Yep. Melbourne City sitting in 6th place.
Laughing their heads off at the moment.
Does that give them some comfort?
They watch the game tonight and they're saying, this is going to be so easy this Saturday night. Of course, the big game. They're calling, even John Van Skip called it a 6-pointer.
Did he?
in his press conference on the weekend. Melbourne City versus Brisbane Roar at home. Mm. Everything to play for. I'm calling it the most important game in the short history of Melbourne City, which is 12 months? Melbourne City, Melbourne Heart. This is the biggest game.
Oh, right. So Melbourne City... Yeah. As Melbourne City, or
look, let's do the whole thing. They've been in the league for about 5 years.
Yep.
Now, fair dinkum, what more motivation do you need? Seeing the tired Brisbane Roar,
players, Carlos, not playing,
hapless,
injured.
They're all dehydrated from the humidity up there.
Oh,
tonight.
It's humid up there. I can tell you.
They're all totally dispirited. They're going to jump on a plane tomorrow to add to the misery to come down to Melbourne for Saturday night. Gee. Melbourne City, you've been sitting back. They watched it in a spa tonight, apparently.
They were sipping pina coladas.
They were watching it. They're just there. They're fully fresh. They'll have Josh Kennedy back this week. A full squad to play with. So the hot topic tonight, Warren, is what?
If Melbourne City don't win this Saturday, finish the sentence.
That's a good one.
That's right.
Okay. If Melbourne City don't win this Saturday night, finish the sentence. 0433 98 1116. Get your creative caps on. We know you've got it because some of the text messages we get are absolutely sensational. 0433 98 1116.
Are we allowing violence as an option?
Well, say what you want, and I'll edit it.
Okay,
as they come through. 0433 98 1116 should be a good one. If Melbourne City don't win this Saturday night, ... finish the sentence. All right. So what about tomorrow morning at 6:30, guys? The Socceroos take on Germany in Kaiserslautern. It's going to be an absolutely... it's a friendly.
Yeah, it's a friendly.
I was going to really talk it up then. But no, Carlos, when you're playing the number one, you know, the World Cup champions, it's always a big thing.
It's a glorified trainee drill. Yeah. And you know what this it means very little. Mm-hmm. When we beat them over there, I think it's the same stadium, 2011, and David Carney scores and Luke Wilkshire scores, and we beat them 2-1 on their own patch. And they were a damn good side in those days too. And we were a side that couldn't even perfect the park the bus strategy. Mm-hmm. And we beat them over there, and for about 5 minutes... the news reverberated around the world.
5 minutes is enough for us, Carlos.
Yeah, no, it isn't anyway, enough. No, for me, it's got to be more meaningful. So I know there's some callers on the line, I want to discuss what it really means, this game tomorrow morning.
Well, let's let Nick start the conversation. Nick from Ivanhoe wants to talk about the Socceroos, and maybe they'll get a wake-up call. G'day, Nick. Welcome to the show.
Yes, good evening, gentlemen. I think they will. Tomorrow morning in Kaiserslautern, and I think the Germans will give an absolute flogging.
Yeah, interesting, Nick. I personally don't think that. I think it'll be a pretty soft game. The Germans have got to play a European qualifier on the weekend, so I think they'll be just looking for a bit of a blow the cobwebs out, bit of a finely tuned sort of three-quarter pace practice game. And I think for the Socceroos, there's already Tim Cahill's not playing, Trent Sainsbury, also Massimo Longo won't play. So I think it's well put in the paper this morning. It's sort of like the first game on the road to Russia. You might as well play the best opposition. Germany have sort of got a bye. I'd love to see. I tell you what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to the guys that just missed out in terms of the squad selection from the Asian Cup. The number one guy I'm really looking forward to and hope that he gets a start is Aaron Mooy, myself.
Yeah.
I'm going to completely disregard the result. I dare say it'll probably be quite soft. It'll be 2-1, 1-0, something like that. But look for performances, and I want to see the look of building depth through newer players, through other players that didn't perhaps get an opportunity the last time through the Asian Cup squad getting a go.
I want to see Tommy Orr. I want to see the fact that he's played a great season in Holland, but he hasn't matched that with his performances for the Socceroos. Even in the last World Cup, he wasn't great. So if we've got a player there that's doing well in a good league in Europe and not doing well for the Socceroos, Ange has got to do something about that. They've got to get some games into him where he's playing well and getting a bit of confidence.
What do you think about that, Nick?
I agree with that. Look, I'm all for Australia. I'm German born, by the way. I was born in Germany, and I like the German league, the Bundesliga. But I just reckon they'll just go soft on them, the Germans. They've just got too much depth over the pitch. And you'd agree with that, wouldn't you?
Well, the thing is, the 2011 game, you know, they were, I think, number one or two in the world then, the Germans, and we beat them over there. But it was a scrappy game by Australia. It wasn't an impressive win or anything. It was almost just a bit of a counter-attack and a couple of uncharacteristic errors by the Germans.
That's
why I'm thinking, you know, tomorrow, it's not so much the result. If we play really well, I mean, play good football, press the Germans in their own half, play more of the style that Ange is trying to play and lose the game, but we're doing it against the best team in the world, I'd be really happy with that.
Yeah, there'll be a big crowd there too, by the way. The Germans love their football.
Well, they'd be looking forward to seeing the Asian champions, I would have thought. because that would have made big news over there.
My prediction is 4-0, and I say that with respect to the Australian...
with total disrespect, I think you're saying that there.
Respectful disrespect.
With respect to Australia, but I just think that... I don't know. I mean, look, let's look at the next World Cup. I mean, we've got some really good players, and I have total respect for the Australian players, but when you play Germany on their home turf, it's like, You know, it's like fighting Muhammad Ali in, you know, on his home turf. And it's really hard to, you know, to beat him. Yep. You know what I mean?
We'll have to wait and see. Thanks very much there, Nick Beckenbauer.
Yeah, he's related, I'm sure.
Well, he was born over there. Aren't they all Beckenbauers?
But no, he makes some very good points. Yep. But, and that's why I'm kind of looking forward to it, Carlos. I'm looking forward to this game because I just want to see, you know, what Germany turns up, side they...
Don't worry. If you get up a bit late, don't worry about the first 10 minutes because they're just going to feel themselves out. The best part of this game will be from, I reckon, the 20th minute mark to the 35th minute mark. That's where you'll see them having a crack at each other. Half time, they make all the changes. So second half is not worth it. Go to work. Mm-hmm. First 10 minutes, sleep in a bit. It's at middle 15 minutes of that, or the end 15 minutes of that first half, or 20 minutes of that first half, where... they'll forget it's a friendly and they'll have a real go. That's when you'll see what both teams are made of.
Yes, looking forward to seeing the world champions take on the Asian champions. And, hey, Paul from Sydney is on the line. G'day, Paul. Welcome to the show.
G'day, guys. Just wanted to talk about the A-League, but actually off it. Just a trend with the crowds and the ratings have been a bit down. And if it keeps going like it is, we will have actually dropped from last season, which I suppose is never a good thing. I mean, you want to at least remain on parity or increase, obviously. I'm just wondering what you guys put it to. My thoughts was that maybe the season's dragging on because we had that big kind of Asian Cup break. That might have something to do with it.
Yeah, Paul, are you Sydney City or Sydney FC or West Sydney Wanderers?
No, paid up Sydney FC members from day one.
I ask you the question. You know, you guys call yourselves the biggest club in Australia. I mean, I'm hearing it all the time. You've got this huge stadium over there. You should be filling the stadium. Tell me what the punters are saying. Or do you only have the average of 10 or 15,000 people who are ever going to come to your games?
Well, I think, one of our last home games, I can't remember if it was the last one, the one before, we were competing with Souths versus Roosters. I mean, it's hard to compete now in the NRL season. I mean, even if you just look at the paper every day, it's being pushed back further and further. So I think that might have something to do with it. And, of course, you know, Sydney siders, and I'm not one of them, but when the rain comes out, they don't want to show up.
Yeah, no, Paul, I think it's funny. We were talking about this before the show, I think I've got a couple of theories. I think the lack of continuity in the season has probably affected crowds, and I also think that there's more poor teams in the A-League or more teams that have been uncompetitive in terms of making finals than there has been in previous years. If you look at Newcastle, you look at Central Coast, Western Sydney Wanderers fans, to their credit, have had lots of games to go to. And, you know, I think they've almost moved towards the Asian Cup games than going to watch their team on the weekends because they haven't been in a position to win. Really, we have far more competition for the top six places normally, but really it's just been down to Brisbane and Melbourne City winning, and the other four teams, the other five teams, sorry, in the A-League have just been streets ahead. So I think there's a couple of factors, but you're right, we do need to maintain crowds.
Paul, are you still there?
I think the stadium...
Paul, can I just ask you a question?
Yes.
Does Sydney need... I mean, you had a Del Piero, and you had Del Piero with a poor team, unfortunately. If you had Del Piero with a good team, you may have had... a lot of incremental, the crowd could have increased a lot more than what it did with a poor team. Do you think the sort of side that Graham Arnold's got now with a really top-notch, you know, break-the-bank type marquee, even though Yanko's good, don't get me wrong, he's scoring goals for you, but I'm saying a big name, it'll cross over into mainstream media and all that sort of stuff. Do you think that's what Sydney needs?
I do. I didn't think it was imperative before this season, but I mean, the team's been, you know, doing really well this season and hasn't really correlated with the increase in crowds. So this season has actually changed my opinion in that regard. And I do think that's what the Sydney market needs. But I mean, if a Sydney FC needs to kind of find its identity, and that is, I think, the bling club. And in order to, you know, meet that kind of identity, you need to have a bling player to go with it.
Yeah, interesting thoughts there, Paul. Hey, mate, really appreciate your call. Keep calling and keep going to the A-League. Good, thanks for your call. There's Paul from Sydney. Good to have a chat to somebody out of town. Hey, it's an interesting topic, Warren. As you said, you know, we talked about the drop-off in A-League crowds before, so it was quite timely to get that call. Getting a number of text messages here about our hot topic. If Melbourne City don't win this Saturday night... ... finish the sentence. If Melbourne City don't win on Saturday night, I will be homeless because I bet my house on City to win.
That's very dangerous.
Yes. If Melbourne City don't win, I'm going to WrestleMania next week and challenging Brock Lesnar for the WWE title because apparently clear favourites can't win.
Okay.
That's a verbose kind of sentence, getting the thumbs up there. If Melbourne City lose this weekend, it's a normal day. Nothing to see here. Move on. Thank you very much. Interesting there.
I've got to say, Warren, you saw him on the weekend, the 1-0 win over Sydney.
They were good.
Well, you know, Sydney, if you listen, if you watch Graham Arnold's press conference, you know, you think you're at a different game. I mean, you were saying they were totally dominant. Mm. They did post
I think
twice.
He works for Tony Abbott part-time in the spin area.
Yeah, that's good because that's the sort of coach he is. I was very interested. It's, you know, well done to James Brown to get the goal. His first goal in three years.
Long
and,
time.
And I've got to say, as much as I was happy with for him on the weekend, he's a guy that's completely lost his way in football, and I'm hoping that might be the catalyst for him to start maybe for once and for all tap into that enormous potential we saw at Gold Coast many years. He's had so many chances. He went from Gold Coast to Newcastle Jets on a 3-year deal, hardly played there, came to Melbourne Heart, now City, and they've stuck by him. He even admits himself he's in limbo. He's just got to start delivering, and he scored the goal, but he had a decent game, I suppose. You know, nothing out of the box really, but he scored the goal, and I'm hoping that's something that might repay Melbourne City for playing him.
Yeah, again, they struggle to get continuity, don't they, in their team performance, in their players. I mean, they've lost Josh Kennedy, probably back this week. Aaron Moy, look, I was rapt to see them, you know, play with a bit of grunt for a team that's leaked goals and soft goals, and in the previous cycle of away matches where they played the three bottom teams in three games and were only able to win against Newcastle and seriously were pathetic after being up twice against Western Sydney Wanderers, they've turned that component of their game around pretty quickly, and particularly with Connor Chapman, who'd really been, I think, the guy they were building their defence around. I know Patrick Kisnorbo's their captain, but Connor Chapman was there. Yellens has actually been a really smart pickup for them because he's a bit of a spare parts guy who plays in different places and was good.
But you can't be confident. I mean, really, they've done this before, you know.
Yeah, they have.
They've played a couple of really good ones. Yeah. People think, oh, okay, they're finally turning the corner. They're finally becoming a consistent professional football club. And just when you think that they're now making that next move to being a mature football club, they let you down with a really bad or a couple of really bad performances, like spiritless performances. So you can't, that's why, I suppose that's what the background behind this hot topic, because this is a defining game for this club.
Yep.
It's a game where they have to win this game because they're expected to win the game.
Which is tough for them.
Warren, I've got a question for
you.
If Melbourne City don't win this Saturday night, ..
Yep.
Finish the sentence.
They deserve to be permanently disrespected.
There you go. That's what we're looking for on 0433 98 1116.
And I don't love them. We use that word.
It's an abusive relationship.
We throw that word
sort of
around.
Stevie Gerrard. Stevie Gerrard.
But it's an affinity. I have a strong affinity with Melbourne City that could grow into love if they win this week.
Wow.
Well, I mean, they're going to make finals. Mm-hmm. Now, I know they've played finals once before in their career and went out to Perth away from home. They're likely to play, with the way that the season's going, they're likely to play a team that's maybe finished equal top of the ladder but missed out on the top two positions on goal difference. That's the way it could be. It could be Melbourne victory.
Yeah, but I can tell you, the way the top four teams are playing at the moment,
they'd get thrashed.
No, they wouldn't. The top four teams just cannot. They're another story, the top four sides. No one can just grab this by the scruff of the neck, except for Wellington at the moment.
Yeah, I was going to say, Wellington's doing it.
Victory can't do it. Adelaide can't do it. And
Perth aren't doing it.
Perth haven't won.
They haven't won since January the 2nd.
Yeah, Perth haven't won since New Year's, right? They're still struggling from the New Year's party, I reckon.
And Sydney had a very good chance. They would have thought they
just
had a good chance.
None of those teams are grabbing it, and suddenly Wellington's there. We're going to have a pub team that's going to win the A-League.
Yes.
With all due respect to our New Zealanders out there, but
they're not a pub team this year.
No, they're not. They're playing great. And Bonavazzia, what a player. And Nathan Burns. I thought you were going to get excited about Nathan Burns.
Well, is he not playing? Is he going to start tomorrow? Well, you reckon he'll start?
I would expect that he would, the way he's playing football. Oh, did you see the goal he created on the weekend against Raw? Mm,
yep.
He took on three players and laid it on a plate for Maglicci.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
I know you've been doing yoga, Carlos. Well, he's a contortionist. Burns has got...
very supple.
I am. Burns has got... Has he got the complete package? His speed, he can pass. I'm not sure about his package, but package.
Just rolled right over it.
When he's playing well, and when he's playing the way
he's got speed, he's got creativity, he's got killer instinct.
Yep. Low centre of gravity that takeoff from a standing start. Mm. And I think he's got a couple of stepovers in there too. Mm. So, no, the boy is playing career-best football. Only 26 years old too, so he's defined as a kid. Play him, Ange, play him tomorrow.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
I personally don't think there was enough water on the surface of Suncorn to stop that game.
Yeah,
that I agree with Matt Mackay. Well, did you see Matt Mackay? It was like, please, just and really, I think Alan Milner handled that well. Although I did like the call that when it rains really hard. Isn't it very obvious suddenly to find out the guys who may not have as much hair on top of their head as what they may have otherwise wanted?
Yes.
It does go a bit thin in the rain.
The smoke and mirrors doesn't work.
They had a set piece. Just let them play. Just let them have to do the set piece and then call it off.
We will talk about the victory in Adelaide game because that warrants some good discussion as well a little bit later on. But, hey, let's take a break now and come back with more of the Diegos here on 1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of sport.
I've had teams before that if you told them to go the back door, they left the gym. This has been a sad coaching moment by the four Diegos. I've crossed deserts for miles, swam
water for time, searching places to find a piece of something. 1116 SEN, the four Diegos.
Yes, we're here on a Wednesday night, and coming up a bit later on, we'll catch up with Mike McGrath and talk everything EPL. Warren, we'll talk about...
I don't want to talk about it.
No, we will. We will, and we'll address it, and I think you need
There was a stomping frenzy.
Yep. Mm. There was a bit of a stomping frenzy. Romper stomper. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. There was an A-League game tonight where Western Sydney Wanderers defeated Brisbane Roar 4-1 up there at Suncorp. Rukavica, Bullet scored twice, and Castellan scored the fourth for Western Sydney, and... Aspro Potamitis scored
You should be doing the Fox Sports commentary because Mike Cockerell couldn't say that, so you just called him Aspro.
Aspro.
I actually thought you would have been considered for SBS until they pulled the pin on soccer altogether.
No, he's keeping his gunpowder dry for Channel 7.
Do you like Bullet?
Rodrigo.
Yeah, Netflix.
Do you think... Now, is he signed or is he a short-termer at Western Sydney Wonders?
They only picked him up
for
short-term.
You reckon he'd get a gig in the A-League?
He scored, what,
the teardrop?
Four goals. Yeah, four goals in like as many games.
He goes okay.
Look, he's got a sniff for goals. And I've got to say, the way he put his second one away tonight... One-on-one with the keeper and did not even break stride. I mean, that's a quality finisher.
Somebody would be after him, you'd think. Yeah.
Well, I think West Sydney have got they're going to lose a few players in the off-season. There'll be players who are still hurting from that wage controversy for the World Club Championship. And I think
we said that it'd affect the culture of that club, didn't we?
I reckon that's happened a little bit. They've played
34 players, which is... He does rotate his team even when they're going well, but to play 34 players is quite amazing, isn't it?
And, of course, the Socceroos take on Germany in Kaiserslautern at 6:30 tomorrow morning. And we can talk more about that.
Have your shower, get your cornflakes and watch the first half hour before you go off to work.
All right, I'll do that, Warren. Thanks for that. Cornflakes? No, I might have rice bubbles.
Okay.
But I want to talk about Adelaide United and Melbourne victory over there at Cooper Stadium. I was going to say Hindmarsh, but... 2-2, and now this was one of those games that you just think, these two teams, playing against each other is just one of the highlights of the A-League, isn't it?
I think it's the best rivalry in the A-League because I think the two teams normally play the best football, and you've got to say, and Josip Gombau, he's been at the club for 2 years. He has, I mean, you talk about what a coach tries to do, and I think they've got an issue, obviously. They don't seem to score as many goals as they deserve. But a good coach stamps a pattern of play on a team, and they implement it and they perform it, and they've done that. Like, the process of him putting that team together in terms of players. But the other thing I like about Gombau, he's improved players. Like Elrich, who might even play for the Socceroos, he's gone from a player that was good at Newcastle to average at Western Sydney to being transformed. Mm. So Gombau's not always about bringing guys in from overseas. That I think Nigel Bogart's a guy that's improved. There's a number. You know, Jimmy Jego has gone from a fringe player at Melbourne Victory to being a really important player. If they could just find a way to put the ball in the onion bag, so to speak, they are the best. They just play beautiful football. But credit to Victory.
Are Victory still the best?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, yeah.
They are not.
Yeah, they clearly are.
They are not.
Maybe it's Adelaide
The ridiculous statement he made weeks ago saying the Melbourne Victory are the best team that A-League's seen.
I said the best attacking team.
He did say that.
They are.
Well, if anything, they didn't have the ball for the first 20 minutes at all. If it wasn't for Nick Ansell and Matthew Delpierre in that middle of defence, and Nathan Coe, by the way, right in the core of that defence, the pillars, it could have been anything in that first 20
minutes. Delpierre's been an important back, you know, an important in for Melbourne Victory in this lead in to the season. But they showed really, really, really good resilience. And I think Kevin Muscat, you were saying this, and I think he's got a great record against Adelaide. And I think he'd fancy himself to find a way of, you know, prizing open Adelaide in a final sort of situation, in a cutthroat situation. So
he's got the players in Ben Kalfala. I mean, that goal,
the Archie Thompson,
that was so dominated when he scored that goal, and suddenly everyone in the stadium saying, "That's class."
And then the assist for Archie for the second goal.
Well, I mean, Finkler did that. Yeah. Finkler, you know, people said he had a poor game or a quiet game, but he flicked the ball onto Ben Kalfala to score the first one, and he put the through ball into Archie, who took it really well too. I mean, Fedica, he could be 45. You tried to retire Archie last week. How much have you got it wrong last 4 weeks?
What I say.
It's just so
fires.
Wrong.
Archie did stank me down the aisle 4 at Coles.
Oh, did he?
He said, thanks, Warren. I needed a bit of a pep talk.
Yeah, did you see the post-game interview with Mogg as a Pony?
Who?
With Archie Thompson and Mogg as a Pony.
No, I haven't seen that.
Well,
he mentioned me, did he?
No. I'll tell you what, if he's been nice to you, well, he took it out on Mogg as a Pony anyway. Michael suggested that he didn't get the ball much and he wasn't in the game very, very much. And Archie came back at him and said, look, I've only scored the goal and, for you that might not be good enough. But, he sort of antsied up a little bit.
No, Archie was fine to me in aisle four.
Yeah, fair enough. They take on the Central Coast Mariners on Friday night. Now, this is a game they just have to win. The Diegos are doing the final whistle from 10 p.m. till midnight.
Some say it's more important than the game, the
it
final
is.
Whistle.
Yeah. Well, yes. We do anyway. From
I'm sorry,
10
I won't
Friday
be here.
Night.
I apologise.
No, you won't be here, but that's fine. But it's an important game, even though, you know, Central Coast Mariners are plucky, but they should win this game. Victory.
Wellington's came to Melbourne and took the 3 points a few weeks ago, so you can't.
They're a poor team, Central Coast, and they should be dominated by Victory. Well, although 13 players not available.
Yes, of course.
And perhaps Berisha not available. Yes. Barbarossa's doubtful. Mm. They've got youth
the kids.
Players
yeah, the kids
everywhere.
But Central Coast did very well against Perth on the weekend, and they deserved the draw in the end, but they probably should have won the game. They were better than Perth.
You know the guy I like, who I'm surprised it was only Central Coast that picked him up? Ferreira, Roche.
Yeah. Fabio. Yeah.
Fabio, who couldn't get a game in Adelaide, and you could probably see why, he's been by far and away Central Coast best player, and he's a good-looking player.
Yep.
Very good. Good.
Apparently, do you reckon he'd fit in at the Terrigal, the beach of Terrigal, or
do you think he's gone
to the right areas?
Yeah, I think he'd go okay there.
Yeah,
he would have looked good in a city shirt though.
I thought you were going to say it's some sluggos. But anyway,
looking forward to that game. And Melbourne Victory currently sitting second to Wellington Phoenix, who, even though Victory have got a game in hand, are 4 points.
Who have Perth got this week? What's going on with Perth, Carlos?
Perth Glory take on the Western Sydney Wanderers.
Where?
In Perth.
Oh,
so that's all they need. West Sydney Wanderers just need another four-hour trip.
What's... Are you dismissing Perth, Carlos?
Yeah,
where do
not,
you see them?
Enough. I mean, Fennicum, they're a team that sort of jumped in everyone in the first half of the season mm-hmm. before the Asian Cup, so suddenly they're on top. Okay, they haven't lost. So there is some resilience in that squad, but they haven't won since January the 2nd, right? And what, they've got designs on winning something, winning the trophy?
Yep, so we're riding them off, even if they get a home final?
Yeah,
they could win one?
I think you can't. You can't win things just with a prolific prong. One,
yeah.
You've got to have something more going for you. And I don't know what it is because they've got some good players. And in fact, when they came to Melbourne, I think they played Victory. I was actually quite impressed. I can't remember. It was just a few weeks ago they came to Melbourne. There was a lot of that game I actually liked the way they played. So I thought they showed they were better than I thought they were.
Yeah, it was
but
Victory,
they, but really, you know, on the weekend I watched against Central Coast and Central Coast was the better side. So... You know, if you've got designs to win something, you've got to dominate teams like Central Coast.
Yeah, since Andy Keogh got caught up in a bit of an incident in Rundle Mall.
By the way, to be fair to Andy
and also the boy Josh Risden,
yes,
the police dropped the charges.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, but they were really good against Adelaide, and then Keogh's really struggled to score since the little problems down Rundle Mall. But that's happened to a lot of people, as you've said.
Yep.
The best of them.
Yeah, it's almost a rite of passage, really, for young sportsmen and young Diegos. But then the other game, probably the game of the round, is Wellington Phoenix and Sydney FC. This will be an absolute beauty.
Well, you think Sydney, they had a good record until they lost on the weekend. I think five games undefeated or something.
Yeah, no,
they've had a good run since the Asian Cup. And Yanko could have got a couple more on the weekend,
yeah,
too.
Could have.
So I think they're still going to Wellington with good form. And... Wellington, look, I don't think Ernie even has to turn up to training these days because that team is running on autopilot.
Yeah, and you know what it is? It's not only going forward. You know, the Fijian maestro and Burns and Bonavazio. It's not just those guys, but it's the solid spine of the team. You know, Durante and Sigmund and Moss and some of those other guys. The guy they got out of the New Zealand domestic competition, the guy in the middle of the park, is it Rodriguez?
Riera.
Riera.
Yeah.
They're all improved under Ernie. I think Ernie coaches his 200th A-League game this week.
Here's a question for you. And maybe Vinny would be a better person to ask. And maybe
okay,
you
we'll
bring
get
up
him the, on the phone.
Get him on the phone. Do you think this... The way Wellington are playing football right now is better than any of his Victory teams. Because I reckon they're playing a better brand of football. The Victory was more of a... I thought they were more of a counter-attacking team when they won all those things with Ernie. And I didn't think the rest of the league was that good in those days. This league's decent. And it seems like Wellington play a more of a measured possession game rather than that defend... very well in your back third, and then you know send Archie and send Denny Allsop and all those guys off to score goals.
Different style, aren't they?
It's
they
hard
play
to
with a,
that question.
They play Wellington play. They got a lot of speed in their team, haven't they? They got a lot of quickness. I mean, I know defensively, if you look at Vinny Leah and Sigmund and Durante, they're older and they've been around for a while in that team, but. You know, middle third and forward
third.
Well,
Maglishi and Bonavazzo, they'd be the two form midfielders at the moment. You've got Burns up front. You've got the Fijian boy.
Yes,
what's his name again? Roy Krishna.
Roy Krishna.
And he's got these young kids that he brings in who are quality players.
Riera and Rodriguez, I think, in the middle.
Rodriguez.
But they've also got... I mean, that's why I just think that, you know, they're a team that... are going to be underestimated, but I think look, home ground for them. They've got better away and at home. And
just off the SMS, by the way, Michael and Ash Burton, thanks for this. Wellington will be missing most of their players, and Sydney won't have Yanko because of he's going off to play for Austria.
Yep,
so
that
might make a difference too. And Nathan Burns won't be playing for
But they've got
Wellington.
And
Oh, Joel Griffiths.
They've got Joel. And I said last week, that's one call I did get right. That's an inspired signing for that team
Didn't you say something? Wasn't he the best signing of all time or something?
No, I don't think it was.
You said it was the most inspired signing.
It's the best inspired signing for a pub team to actually become a bistro team.
So it was Ricky Diaco, but that kind of... that's interesting that obviously this... You know, international. Weekend.
It's cutting a sway through the teams.
It's going to affect.
That's got to change in the future, doesn't it?
It's got to change.
We've got to rest teams or not play games when. But I think the Asian Cup threw a bit of a spanner in the works in this season. But really, the FFA have got to look at, lining it up with international weekends. If you're going to play at the same time as the foreign leagues, you've got to actually have the international weekends also.
There should be a panel to decide whether the friendly is meaningful or meaningless.
No, you've got to play. This is a training game for Ange. You've got to give him that. But really, the result in the end, let's not get too serious about that. It's a performance.
Boys. Yeah, now looking forward to that at 6:30 a.m. In Kaiserslautern, the Socceroos take on Germany. And Western Sydney Wanderers defeated Brisbane Roar 4-1 tonight in the A-League. That takes them off the bottom of the table. Rukavica scored, Bullitt scored twice, and Castellan scored for Western Sydney Wanderers. And there was an own goal, of course, for Brisbane Roar. Aspro Potomitis scored for, an own
good
goal.
Good young lad. They actually found a couple. Which is good for Western Sydney.
Hey, let's take a break and come back. We'll talk to Mike McGrath and get stuck into some of the EPL action right after this break on 11:16 SEN, Melbourne's home of sport.
I've had teams before that if you told them to go the far post, they sent mail to Albuquerque. This has been a sad coaching moment by the four Diegos.
Places to find a piece of something to call 11:16 SEN, the Four Diegos.
Yes, we're here on a Wednesday night, and coming up a bit later on, we'll catch up with Mike McGrath and talk everything EPL. Warren, we'll talk about...
I don't want to talk about it.
No, we will. We will, and we'll address it, and I think you need
There was a stomping frenzy.
Yep. There was a bit of a stomping for Romper Stomper. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. There was an A-League game tonight where Western Sydney Wanderers defeated Brisbane Roar 4-1 up there at Suncorp. Rukavica, Bullitt scored twice, and Castellan scored the fourth for Western Sydney. And Aspro Potamitis scored
You should be doing the Fox Sports commentary because Mike Cockerell couldn't say that, so he just called him Aspro.
I actually thought you would have been considered for SBS until they pulled the pin on soccer altogether.
No, he's keeping his gunpowder dry for Channel 7.
Do you like Bullitt?
Rodrigo.
Yeah, Netflix.
Is he signed? Or is he a short-termer at Western Sydney Wanderers?
Yeah, they only picked him up
for short-term. You reckon he'd get a gig in the A-League? Bullitt?
Well, he scored, what?
The teardrop?
Four goals. Yeah, four goals in like as many games.
He goes okay.
He's got a sniff for goals. And I've got to say, the way he put his second one away tonight, one-on-one with the keeper and did not even break stride. I mean, that's a quality finisher.
Somebody would be after him, you'd think. Yeah.
Well, I think West Sydney they're going to lose a few players in the off-season. There'll be players who are still hurting from that wage controversy for the World Club Championship. And I think
we said that it'd affect the culture of that club, didn't we?
I reckon that's happened a little bit.
But
they've played 34.
34 players. Yeah. Which is, he does rotate his team even when they're going well, but to play 34 players is quite amazing, isn't it?
And, of course, the Socceroos take on Germany in Kaiserslautern at 6:30 tomorrow morning. And we can talk more about that.
Have your shower, get your cornflakes, and watch the first half hour before you go off to work.
All right, I'll do that, Warren. Thanks for that. Cornflakes? No, I might have rice bubbles.
Okay.
But I want to talk about Adelaide United and Melbourne victory over there at Cooper Stadium. I was going to say Hindmarsh, but... 2-2, and now this was one of those games that you just think, these two teams, playing against each other is just one of the highlights of the A-League, isn't it?
I think it's the best rivalry in the A-League because I think the two teams normally play the best football, and you've got to say, and Josip Gombau, he's been at the club for 2 years. He has,
you talk about what a coach tries to do, and I think they've got an issue, obviously. They don't seem to score as many goals as they deserve. But a good coach stamps a pattern of play on a team and they implement it and they perform it. And they've done that. Like the process of him putting that team together in terms of players. But the other thing I like about Gombau, he's improved players. Like Elrich, who might even play for the Socceroos, he's gone from a player that was good at Newcastle to average at Western Sydney to being transformed. Mm. So Gombau's not always about bringing guys in from overseas. That I think Nigel Bogart's a guy that's improved. There's a number. You know, Jimmy Jego has gone from a fringe player at Melbourne Victory to being a really important player. If they could just find a way to put the ball in the onion bag, so to speak, they are the best. They just play beautiful football. But credit to Victory.
Victory's still the best.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, yeah.
They are not. Yeah.
They clearly are.
They are not.
Maybe it's Adelaide
The ridiculous statement he made weeks ago saying that Melbourne Victory are the best team that A-League's
seen. I said
they're
best attacking team.
He did say that.
They are.
Well, if anything, they didn't have the ball for the first 20 minutes at all. If it wasn't for Nick Ansell and Matthew Delpierre in that middle of defence, and Nathan Coe, by the way, right in the core of that defence, the pillars, it could have been anything in that first 20 minutes.
Delpierre's been an important back, you know, an important in for Melbourne Victory in this lead in to the season. But they showed really, really, really good resilience. And I think Kevin Muscat, you were saying this, and I think he's got a great record against Adelaide. And I think he'd fancy himself to find a way of, you know, prizing open Adelaide in a final sort of situation, in a cutthroat situation. So
he's got the players in Ben Kalfala. I mean, that goal,
the Archie Thompson,
they were so dominated when he scored that goal, and suddenly everyone in the stadium saying, "That's class."
And then the assist for Archie for the second goal.
Well, I mean, Finkler did that. Yeah. Finkler, you know, people said he had a poor game or a quiet game, but he flicked the ball onto Ben Kalfala to score the first one, and he put the through ball into Archie, who took it really well too. I mean, Fedica, he could be 45. You tried to retire Archie last week. How much have you got it wrong last 4 weeks?
What I say.
It's just so
fires.
Wrong.
Archie did stank me down the aisle four at Coles.
Oh, did he?
He said, thanks, Warren. I needed a bit of a pep talk.
Yeah, did you see the post-game interview with Mog as a Pony?
Who?
With Archie Thompson and Mog as a Pony.
No, I haven't seen that.
Well,
he mentioned me, did he?
No. I'll tell you what, if he's been nice to you, well, he took it out on Mog as a Pony anyway. Michael suggested that he didn't get the ball much and he wasn't in the game very, very much. And Archie came back at him and said, look, I've only scored the goal and, if you know, for you that might not be good enough. But, he sort of antsied up a little bit.
No, Archie was fine to me in aisle four.
Yeah, fair enough. They take on the Central Coast Mariners on Friday night. Now, this is a game they just have to win. The Diegos are doing the final whistle from 10 p.m. till midnight.
Some say it's more important than the game, whistle.
Yeah. Well, yes. We do anyway.
I'm sorry I won't be here. I apologise.
No, you won't be here, but that's fine. But it's an important game, even though, you know, Central Coast Mariners plucky, but they should win this game. Victory.
Wellington came to Melbourne and took the 3 points a few weeks ago, so you can't...
They're a poor team, Central Coast, and they should be dominated by Victory, although 13 players not available.
Yes, of course.
And perhaps Berisha not available, yes. Barbarossa's doubtful. Mm. They've got youth
the kids.
Players
yeah, the kids
everywhere.
But Central Coast did very well against Perth on the weekend, and they deserved the draw in the end, but they probably should have won the game. They were better than Perth.
You know the guy I like, who I'm surprised it was only Central Coast that picked him up? Ferreira Roche.
Yeah. Fabio. Yep.
Fabio, who couldn't get a game in Adelaide, and you could probably see why, he's been by far and away Central Coast best player, and he's a good-looking player.
Yep.
Very good.
Apparently, do you reckon he'd fit in at Terrigal, the beach of Terrigal, or, you know,
do you think he's gone
to the right area?
Yeah, I think he'd go okay there.
Yeah, I think he
would have looked good in a city shirt, though.
I thought you were going to say it's some sluggos. But anyway.
No. Looking forward to that game, and Melbourne Victory currently sitting second to Wellington Phoenix, who, even though Victory have got a game in hand, are 4 points.
Who have Perth got this week? What's going on with Perth, Carlos?
Perth Glory take on the Western Sydney Wanderers.
Where?
In Perth.
Oh,
so
well.
That's all they need. Western Sydney Wanderers just need another four-hour trip.
What's... Are you dismissing Perth, Carlos?
Yeah,
where do
not,
you see them?
Enough. I mean, Phoenix, they're a team that sort of jumped in at everyone in the first half of the season mm-hmm. before the Asian Cup, so suddenly they're on top. Okay, they haven't lost. There is some resilience in that squad, but they haven't won since January the 2nd, right? And what, they've got designs on winning something, winning the trophy?
Yep, so we're riding them off, even if they get a home final.
Yeah,
they could win one.
I think you can't. You can't win things just with a prolific prong. One,
yeah.
You've got to have something more going for you. And I don't know what it is because they've got some good players. And in fact, when they came to Melbourne, I think they played Victory. I was actually quite impressed. I can't remember. It was just a few weeks ago they came to Melbourne. There was a lot of that game I actually liked the way they played. So I thought they showed they were better than I thought they were.
Yeah, it was Victory.
But really, you know, on the weekend I watched it against Central Coast and Central Coast was the better side. So... You know, if you've got designs to win something, you've got to dominate teams like Central Coast.
Yeah, since Andy Keogh got caught up in a bit of an incident in Rundle Mall.
By the way, to be fair to Andy
and also the boy Josh Risden,
yes,
the police dropped the charges.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, but they were really good against Adelaide and then Keogh's really struggled to score since the little problems down Rundle Mall. But that's happened to a lot of people, as you've said.
Yep.
The best of them.
Yeah, it's almost a rite of passage, really, for young sportsmen and young Diegos. But then the other game, probably the game of the round, is Wellington Phoenix and Sydney FC. This will be an absolute beauty.
Well, you think Sydney, I mean, they had a good record until they lost on the weekend. I think 5 games undefeated or something.
Yeah, no,
they've had a good run since the Asian Cup. And Yanko could have got a couple more on the weekend,
yeah,
too.
Could have.
So I think they're still going to Wellington with good form. And... Wellington, look, I don't think Ernie even has to turn up to training these days because that team is running on autopilot.
Yeah, and you know what it is? It's not only going forward. You know, the Fijian maestro and Burns and Bonavazio. It's not just those guys, but it's the solid spine of the team. You know, Durante and Sigmund and Moss and some of those other guys. The guy they got out of the New Zealand domestic competition, the guy in the middle of the park, is it Rodriguez?
Riera.
Riera.
Yeah.
They're all improved under Ernie. I think Ernie coaches his 200th A-League game this week.
Here's a question for you. And maybe Vinny would be a better person to ask. And maybe
okay,
you
we'll
bring
get
up
him on the phone.
Get him on the phone. Do you think this... The way Wellington are playing football right now is better than any of his Victory teams. Because I reckon they're playing a better brand of football. The Victory was more of a... I thought they were more of a counter-attacking team when they won all those things with Ernie. And I didn't think the rest of the league was that good in those days. This league's decent. And it seems like Wellington play a more of a measured possession game rather than that defend very well in your back third and then, you know, send Archie and send Denny Allsop and all those guys off to score goals.
Different style, aren't they?
It's
they play
with
a, they play Wellington play they've got a lot of speed in their team, haven't they? They've got a lot of quickness. I mean, I know defensively if you look at Vinnie Lea and Sigmund and Durante, they're older and they've been around for a while in that team, but you know, middle third and forward
third.
Well,
Maglishi and Bonavazza, they'd be the two form midfielders at the moment. You've got Burns up front. You've got the Fijian boy.
Yes,
what's his name again? Roy Krishna. And he's got these young kids that he brings in who are quality players.
Riera and Rodriguez, I think, in the middle. And
Rodriguez.
But they've also got... I mean, that's why I just think that, you know, they're a team that are going to be underestimated. But I think... Look, home ground for them, they've got better away and at home. And
just off the SMS, by the way, Michael and Ash Burton, thanks for this. Wellington will be missing most of their players and Sydney won't have Yanko because of he's gone off to play for Austria.
Yep,
so
that
might make a difference too. And Nathan Burns won't be playing for
Wellington. Yeah, but they've got...
Oh, Joel Griffiths.
They've got Joel. And I said last week, that's one call I did get right. That was that's an inspired signing for that team in terms of...
Didn't you say something, wasn't he the best signing of all time or something?
No, I don't think it was.
You said it was the most inspired signing.
Yeah, it's the best inspired signing for a pub team to actually become a bistro team.
So it was Ricky Diaco, but that kind of... that's interesting that obviously this... You know, international. Weekend
it's cutting a sway through the teams.
It's going to affect.
That's going to change in the future, doesn't it?
It's got to change.
We've got to rest teams or not play games when. But I think the Asian Cup threw a bit of a spanner in the works in this season. But really, the FFA have got to look at lining it up with international weekends. If you're going to play at the same time as the foreign leagues, you've got to actually have the international weekends also.
There should be a panel to decide whether the friendly is meaningful or meaningless.
No, you've got to play. This is a training game for Ange. You've got to give him that. But really, the result in the end, let's not get too serious about that. It's a performance.
Boys. Yeah, now looking forward to that at 6:30 a.m. In Kaiserslautern, the Socceroos take on Germany. And Western Sydney Wanderers defeated Brisbane Roar 4-1 tonight in the A-League. That takes them off the bottom of the table. Rukavica scored, Bullitt scored twice, and Castellan scored for Western Sydney Wanderers. And there was an own goal, of course, for Brisbane Roar. Aspro Potamitis scored for, an own
goal. Good young lad. They're actually found a couple. Which is good for Western Sydney.
Hey, let's take a break and come back. We'll talk to Mike McGrath and get stuck into some of the EPL action right after this break on 11:16 SEN, Melbourne's home of sport.
I've had teams before that if you told them to go the far post, they sent mail to Albuquerque. This has been a sad coaching moment by the four Diegos.
Searching places to find a piece of something.